This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is breaking away from a very busy movie shoot over at the SPCA to join us for just a few minutes on the radio. It was so nice of you to stop by.
Well, you know, I say things like cut and rolling all the time. All that really in-depth private movie language.
We do want to get into that, but first we've got to talk about our bonded pair of news hounds.
These are the two who are the real stars, Dottie and Miss Spring. Now, I don't know if you saw their pictures yet.
Oh, yes.
Bonded pair. These are very young dogs. And keep that in mind when I say what I'm going to say in the rest of the segment. Miss Spring is only a year old. Dottie is not much older, only about a year and a half. These two dogs are a little fearful at first. And you know what's interesting about that? When we talk about bonded pairs sometimes, you always have one who's a little more bold and one who's a little more fearful. In this case, both are a little fearful, so it takes a little more time for them to warm up. Once these two dogs warm up, what we've learned about them so far is that they love hot dogs, tennis balls. I'm reading from their diary here. Hot dogs, tennis balls. And watching doggy TV, I feel like I can get behind all of these things.
They sound like me.
Right?
Yeah,
I feel like I can get behind that. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it takes a little while because now that they have each other, you know, it's kind of like birds. We always say when you have pet birds, if you have one bird, the bird tends to bond to the human more quickly. Mm-hmm. But sometimes if you have two birds, they bond to each other so deeply, it takes a little more time to break into that, you know, kind of like a Mean Girls thing. It takes a little more time to break into
that
click.
Into click. Yeah.
That's kind of what's happening, but they're two young dogs. They can learn to overcome that fear. And we'll talk to you about how to do that. You're not just in it alone. We don't wave goodbye and good luck and cross our fingers and don't call us again. You know, we're there to help you.
Even while you're shooting a movie, you'll take the time.
During the movie, the animals take priority. In fact, it was very interesting yesterday as this was going on all week. Yesterday, I don't know if you heard yet, there was another cruelty case with about 25 cats that were rescued from a home. And part of our staff had to leave to go to the scene of the cruelty case. And it was interesting because some of the people who are in temporarily saw what it's like. I mean, you're at an active working law enforcement animal facility. And it was a little interesting for them to see. They were kind of the bystanders for a moment watching how this all played out.
Wow. Maybe it was good for them to see that too.
It's interesting. Yeah. That we're not just the backdrop. And I have to say, these people have been so incredibly respectful and sort of in awe of what our workers are doing, right down to our community education program. They're seeing what's going on in our Lipsy Veterinary Clinic. I think they have been really impressed.
I'm going to say it's probably eye-opening for them, for many of them.
Yeah.
All right, but the shoot is going well, and do you think, I mean, is the SPCA going to be prominently featured in this A Christmas Tale?
We hope so, because they've been doing a lot of filming. I think one of my favorite things was today, looking at their call sheet. You know, that's one of the other things I'll say all the time.
Call sheet.
The call sheet, where they say who is going to be expected to be in the scenes today and who's playing that role. One of my favorite things was when I looked at today's yesterday's call sheet, it said Xylord, our miniature horse, playing himself.
Oh, so he's going to have a credit?
Do we need any
more
than that?
Is he going to get a SAG
after? Xylord is playing himself. Ollie, our cat, has been in several scenes, and he's one of the best animals that we have ever seen. And I mean, I've been there, 35 years now? One of the most well-behaved cats I've ever been blessed to work with.
That's amazing. Around. They usually do their own thing, don't they, cats?
About 15, 16 takes, they would lift Chai Latte up, set Chai Latte down again. He would just sit looking out the window. He's like, okay, when's are we rolling? When's our next scene?
Wow.
Chai Latte playing himself. I just cracked up looking at that. Xylord as himself.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I think I remember seeing Xylord walking around at the Radiothon. I believe he was he making the rounds?
Because sure
I did
was.
See
in
him
the
before.
Building. Yes.
Yeah, in the building. Yep.
There was a little bit of discussion on whether Xylord was going to remain on the farm or was he going to be brought into one of the treatment rooms in the building. They decided to keep him in a treatment room on the farm because they wanted the farm as one of the backdrops. So we have
that's
it all.
Great.
It's going to be a very famous SPCA.
Oh, yes. And you spoke with Tim Clark, our film commissioner in Buffalo. I'll tell you, he has gone over and above, this entire crew over and above. It's been very enjoyable.
He spoke so highly of you, too, for welcoming them and just being, it sounds like it's a perfect fit.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully it'll happen again.
Oh, my gosh. All right, this cruelty case, what do we need to know about that?
Well, you know, it was another one of those situations that a couple people in over their heads, not really sure what to do and a little afraid to contact us. In this particular situation, there won't be any charges. About 24 cats at this time. We're not really sure about the temperament of some of these cats, and this all happened yesterday into the evening. So we'll be checking those cats out today, finding out what will transpire, finding out if these animals will be signed over, a little bit more to find out about that case. But it's interesting, again, for people to see that really going on. You know, this is really an active animal shelter, and we're not just housing some animals surrendered to us, but we also are involved in law enforcement.
Is there space for them?
I'm sorry?
Is there space for them?
There is right now because of the time of year. Now, if you asked me that question in July, that would be a very tricky question. Mm-hmm. And we right away would have to be looking for foster care for them. But today, there's space.
It's probably a good reminder, too, just for people that are in over their heads, that it's okay to call you.
That's right. And call before you get to it. And if you notice that you're on the path to something, you're a little worried, you're not sure what to do, call us and let us help. You know, there are situations that we can gradually help thin out these packs, so to speak. It doesn't mean 30 cats come to us at once. We may not even be able to do that. But could this gradually happen where you say, okay, I'm ready to let go of one. Maybe I'm ready to let go of two. Maybe four this week. We can gradually help you with that.
All right, good to know. All right, and then one more time for Miss Dottie and Miss Spring.
Yes.
These two, you know, at first I thought they were an older pair of bonded dogs.
No, just babies. Just babies, and they're at our place. Even though adoptions have been quiet, we haven't had dogs available at our place for adoption with the kennel renovation program. There's an end in sight with that, and these dogs are available right at our shelter. I almost said on Ensminger Road, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
300 Harlem Road.
Don't go there.
Seneca. Go there.
I just have to point out, one, I love their ears, especially. That's Miss Spring on the right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, if you want to see the photo, of course, head to your SPCA, at your SPCA on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. And secondly, I love that Dottie's feet, or socks, as I like to call them, match Miss Spring's coat.
It's like that was intentional.
A beautiful,
yes. Isn't it? Yes.
Continuation.
A happy coincidence.
They're both speckled like cookies and cream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
and remember, they're not litter mates because the ages are
it's
different.
Amazing.
It just was a
they were made for each other.
Accident. That's right. Yes, I like that. We're going to have to make the description.
Cookies and cream. There you go. Whoever adopts them, cookies and cream.
Oh my gosh, what a great name. Names.
That would be a fantastic renaming. Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. We're,
I love the names right now.
I'm going to lose my job right here. I think you could do it better.
No.
All right, Gina, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Enjoy
you
the Hollywood, you know.
Thank you. Hopefully it won't get to Xylord's head.
Yeah, or yours.
We'll make sure our horse stays humble.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County. Joe Beamer is coming up next after the news with Lucas Buckley. Have a great weekend.